Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help them with logistics, and provide advice at the brigade and battalion levels at the headquarters.
This is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics. The very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
Carter also announced Monday increased funding for Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday as the U.S. court considers the fate of as many as 4 million illegal immigrants. The justices will hear opening arguments in a case involving the legality of President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with the impeachment. A court in Kiev has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes. It sentenced them to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov and Yevgeny Yerofeyev guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential candidates campaigned Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, trailing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his two rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in the heart of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 15 people. The blast was originally thought to be due to a malfunction on the bus, but officials now say the cause was due to an explosive device. Officials are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The death toll from an earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350. Rescuers continue to pull bodies from flattened buildings. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck Ecuador's northwest coast late Saturday. A United Nations envoy says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. Both sides have accused the other of ceasefire violations over the past 2 months.
And possibly at my own suggestion, to pursue technical discussions with myself and my team, particularly on the issues related to Resolution 2254 and the political transition.
United Nations mediator Stéphane Mistura saying that negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation would remain in Geneva for technical discussions. United Nations envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says peace talks that were set to start Monday between Yemen's warring parties have been delayed. He says he was working to overcome the latest challenges and urged the delegations to show good faith and to participate in the talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and the top rebel leader Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transitional government. This is seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. The telephone calls came as rebel leader Riek Machar prepared to return to the capital Juba to be sworn in as first vice president and to set up a government with President Salva Kiir. A U.S. federal appeals court has upheld a billion-dollar plan by the National Football League to settle a brain concussion lawsuit filed by thousands of former players. About 200 of them had objected to the agreement, arguing it did not include compensation for players who have not yet shown signs of degenerative brain disease. The three-judge panel in Philadelphia ruled that medical research on the matter is not yet conclusive.
That's the latest world news from VOA.